Number 51 to Mrs. Concertina Comaniero from S. Giovanni at Tiduccio, Napoli. May the holy will of God bind us so much as to put every worry to flight. Good daughter, with blessed Jesus, it takes trust and love. The braver we are, the more he loves us. Your fear of receiving communion comes from the enemy. He would be pleased if we formed more firewood for hell. Otherwise, he would not have told you this or caused so many fears within you. On the contrary, I tell you that when you abstain because of fear, you form firewood for purgatory. And the communions you do not receive on earth, you will receive with fire in purgatory, because Jesus burns with love in the most holy sacrament and wants to come into our hearts in order to pour out his flames. While if we abstain, he burns more, becoming fidgety and delirious, and with justice, he will make us burn more in purgatory. Therefore, think only of loving Jesus, of how to make him happier. And love will destroy all the wood, and as celestial dew will cover you and purify you of everything. Fears, doubts, agitation are laces which bind us to ourselves and take the freshness of love away from us. Even more, they make it wither and snatch us from the arms of Jesus. I recommend to you the hours of the Passion. Form continuous chains of reparation around Jesus. Unite all your actions to them so that this sweet chain of reparation may never be broken. These times require it, and if we don't want to be spectators or worse evils, promote it as much as you can. Commending myself to your prayers, I pray to Jesus that he may bless you and give you peace. The little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. So this letter probably is so it says here is being sent to Mrs. Concertina. It is not a religious, it's a lay person. But you see also the advice that Luisa Picaretta is giving to her at the beginning, that that fear from receiving from no res your fear of receiving communion comes from the enemy. I don't know what the later the question that she received, but sometimes there are grounded fears. No, but if you are not in the state of grace, of course, is we shouldn't be receiving communion. That's the teaching of the church. So that's why always to prepare ourselves through the sacraments again. But when people become scrupulous and the scrupulosity enters in us, that's a leprosy, spiritual leprosy, because the scrupulosity doesn't focus in the on the gifts of God. It focuses on what we don't have. It focuses on the person instead of in Christ. And that can be dangerous. And we have to be careful, because that's one of the spiritual tendencies or leprosies that sometimes we tend to acquire. But I wanted to share with you a beautiful reading also from Saint Ambrose. Saint Ambrose, he writes and he says something like this. He says, when you are in your room, then at night, think always on Christ and wait for his coming at every moment. He says, he enters by the door open, He has promised to come, and he cannot deceive. So embrace him. Remember the sacred scriptures. I am here and I knocked. And then if anybody opens, I will come and dine with you. So we have been talking about this disposition of the souls, to be able to dispose ourselves for him to enter, to operate in us, to be able to operate in us so we may arrive to the possession of the divine will in us. And then he says later on in that passage, he says, for he allows us to be constantly tested. Something that he mentions, I mean, Luisa Picaretta mentions here in these letters. He tests us, or he's testing us constantly. So that test, sometimes it comes again in a form of suffering, pain, different ways. But remember here now that we read the Book of Heaven, now here the call for us is to love with nuptial love. Remember, our Lord Jesus gives the spiritual marriage, the mystical marriage to Luisa Picaretta. That's the mystical love, the mystical marriage. So we are called not to love with the human love, because the human love is, I love you because. And the divine love loves only because of the person, of the beloved. I love you for whom you are. So once we arrive to this understanding, then we can be able to say, as St. Paul, who can separate me from the love of God? Hunger, nakedness, suffering, persecution, nothing. So who can separate me from the will of God? Suffering, illness, pain. So this way of living is not, I love you because I'm going to get something from you, because you're going to heal me, Lord. Yes, I can ask, Lord, heal me. But if you don't heal me, I still love you, and I love you with the pain that I'm going through. That's a different kind of love. That's divine love. And this is what Luisa Picaretta is talking about here. Because in purgatory, the souls in purgatory, they have seen. In the personal judgment, everybody is able to see our Lord, is able to see God, the highest good. So in purgatory, the souls, they love God for whom He is, because they already seen Him. And their suffering in purgatory is because they cannot be with Him. They already saw the highest good, and it's so painful that they cannot be with him because of whatever they need to be purified. So that constitutes the flames in them, that fire of love, loving God, that burns them so much. And it's a painful love, but at the same time, it's a joyful love. And here it says, our Lord the flames of love of our Lord, because he wants to pour upon us those flames of love. He wants us to receive that love, and we don't receive it. Therefore, we are not being transformed. Therefore, we cannot be a new creation in him. So in purgatory, they become a new creation, but now it's by love, flames of love that still are painful. But the suffering in there, in the souls in purgatory, is because they have seen the highest good and they are not able to be with him. And that's what also keeps them alive, basically. That's the hope for them, that now they know that for sure they will see him once they get out of purgatory. That's 100% guarantee. Those who are in purgatory, they have 100% guarantee that they will see God, they will be with God forever. When? They don't know. They need to be purified. It's painful love. And as painful as it is, and as joyful as it is, we don't want to go there for long. That's why, if we again avail ourselves to be able to possess that gift as much as we can here, then the less time we will be in that place. And at the end, when Luisa Picarreta mentions the hours of the Passion, that these hours of the Passion, they also form the continuous chains of reparation around Jesus. And she says, unite all your actions to them. All your actions to them, and just love Jesus, basically. The unbroken chain of reparation. And to promote them, we should ask our Lord to give us the grace to have that unbroken chain of acts in His will. That in our acts, that His will may be present always, always, always operating in us. And that gift may grow and expand in each one of our souls. Again, as we say, Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase the gift of your divine will operating in me. Increase the gift of your divine will operating in each one of us. Remember, our Lord God, He never does violence to our free will. He always respects our free will. So let us ask our Lord Jesus that we may be able to have the grace to always be united to His will. That every single act that we do be united to the will of God. And that we remain there. That's really the martyrdom of love that Saint Francis of Chantal, she calls the martyrdom of love. Martyrdom because we die to our will. Of love because we do it out of love for our Lord. I die to my will out of love for Jesus. I die to my will out of love for God so that He may come and live and palpitate and breathe and operate in me. That's the martyrdom of love. And I want to do it because who He is. And in that loving Him, He gives me the grace to be well, to be cured, to be healed. Then may He be glorified in that. If not, Even with that suffering, with that situation, persecution, or whatever we go through, I love him. See, then nothing is wasted and everything becomes beautiful. And I think that way life becomes more bearable and joyful. Well, let's finish and ask our Lord Jesus to bestow His Holy Spirit upon us to strengthen us and to fill us always with His grace. Through the maternal hands, we ask our Lord Jesus to bestow this gift upon us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.